Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of
how flow can you go?
What are we doing? Limbo? How flow can you go?
I'm here with the big guy himself, as always. You guys know him. He's the brains of the operation. Matt, how's it going?
Brains of the operation. That must be one scary operation. That's like that. Automatically, when you said that, I thought of the game Operation.
What I meant was we're getting ready to operate on your brains. You're the brains of this operation.
I got you.
How's it going, dude?
Very good. Another day in paradise for sure. We're loving it. Sunshiny, actually a little bit of cool weather today. We'll talk about the weather for just a second because I think we're just as much weathermen as we are recruiting.
Exactly. Today's forecast
is brightly sunny with chances of hires. So, so really cool. We're going to talk today a little bit about not confusing communication with connecting and how important that is in recruiting and how to make sure that we're connecting with people in the conversation so that it can go the way that we want so that we can add those quality people to your pipeline.
Yep, absolutely. You guys know the routine. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure that follow, subscribe button. There's no better time than the present than to go to prospectboomerang.com, sign up for a free account. It's that green button on the top right of the screen. As soon as you do that, all these magical things are going to open up on the left-hand side, you know, our free groups, our downloads, discussions boards on recruiting, and that is all absolutely free, so make sure you take advantage of that. That's where we get to know you and your business a little bit better, and hopefully let you guys get to know us and ours as well. So here's the thing. I know for a fact that I'm prepared for today's podcast.
No, well, good. Well, being prepared is absolutely the key, right?
Yeah, and so
all the way around.
So Matt, I know that there's something that we can start with here that talks about being prepared.
You know there is.
And so just give us some of that right now.
So being prepared, in case everybody hasn't noticed, it's a big part of recruiting in general. We talk about it on so many topics, right?
Yes.
Being prepared. But sometimes when you're communicating, when you're having conversations with people, I'm gonna put the caveat in there, okay? The caveat is be prepared when you can be and when you should be. But otherwise, just be authentic in the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? So sometimes, you know, somebody's gonna catch you flat-footed with something that you're saying and talking about, and they're gonna say something and you're gonna go, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know the answer off the top of my head with that. That's completely 100% okay. But on the things you can be prepared, be ready so that you can help, by being intentional, help direct the conversation to make the most of the time that you and that person are spending together, because they need to know about who you are as a leader as well as what you can offer as a company. And the only way that you can really do that is if you have it set up to be able to have that conversation intelligently when the time comes. Now, that also means when you can't be, like we just said, when you can't be prepared, just be authentic. If you don't know the answer, say, man, I don't know the answer. That's going to allow you to not confuse communicating with connecting with someone.
Yeah, and the problem with, you know, because there's people out there, and guys, you know, I think we've all been guilty of this. I know I have. I'll raise my hand on this. You kind of want to know something about everything.
Yeah, right.
And so especially when you are, let's say, the broker or the person who's looked at as, okay, if I have a real estate question, I'm going to go to this person because I know they're going to know.
Right.
It. Right. And you almost don't. You almost feel embarrassed if you don't.
Yep.
But you shouldn't, because we're
right.
Not all supposed to know everything.
Right.
And as soon as you start coming up with something, you know, off the top of your head, because you're trying to seem like you're perfect and you do know everything, now you've just set the expectation of those agents that every time they come to you, you're going to have the answer and you're going to be forced to be put in that position every single time.
I didn't mean to start laughing, but you're exactly right, Ben. You're 100% correct. I didn't mean to start laughing in the middle of that. Here's any agent that you can BS your way through the company. Is that really who we want representing your company? If they're dumb enough to believe, if you get caught completely off guard, unprepared for something, and you can just BS your way through it, and the agent's just like, oh my gosh, you know, that's the greatest thing ever. Is that really who you want representing your company? Maybe it is. Maybe I shouldn't have started laughing in the middle of that. Maybe that is who you want. That's not who I want.
Right.
If I'm running a company, you know what I want? I want somebody that's like, hey, wait a minute, this guy is BSing me right now. He's pulling my leg.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I want them to be. That's right. I want them to be able to identify that it's not going the way it's supposed to, because buyers and sellers are going to pull those agents' legs all day long.
Yes.
And they need to be able to tell when they're being BSed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Ben Spears.
Ben Spears. Okay. So you don't want, and even if you're great at it, even if you're great at BSing your way through something, you want them to be sharp enough to know that they can't have their leg pulled like that. You want to be able to make sure that they know that whenever things are not going the way they're supposed to, or whenever the seller is telling them something that's not the truth, whenever the buyer is trying to take them down a path that isn't going to be good for everybody, you want them to be able to identify that so they can step into that leadership role and keep everybody's butt out of a sling, right?
Yeah. This is a little bit off topic, but yeah. Do you ever test that in the interview?
Oh, no, I didn't. There was times when I thought that I should know an answer on something, and I tried to answer it, and almost every time after it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. That is just absolutely, I wish I would not have said that. I wish I would have taken that back, and most of the time that just ruins everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's better to say, just like being a great agent, if you don't know where the line is between the two houses, you're not going to say, here's the line between the two houses, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to say, you know what, let me get to the bottom of that answer for you, right? This is the same exact thing. They expect you to be prepared. They expect you to be knowledgeable. They expect you to be able to help them get through the transaction. We have a whole podcast on what they're expecting from mm-hmm. you, okay? But they do not expect you to be perfect.
Yeah. I mean, like for example, you know, you said, listen, if you have an agent who can just, you know, be BS'd, and they're like, oh my gosh, that's like, you know, I'll take that as it's, you know, the word. Do you ever test the agent in an interview and see if they're just like, yeah, I'll just believe whatever's thrown at me?
No.
I didn't think so. I was just curious. I was like, I wouldn't mind, you know, seeing something like
you
that.
You know, I think if the interview's a bust and you know it's a bust.
Yeah.
Right?
Then maybe try it.
Then maybe go ahead and throw it out there and go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if they believe that. In Pinocchio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to see if they think that this is really the way things are.
Yeah. So we talk about, you know, being not, you know, imperfect.
Right.
Right. I'll use that word.
Being prepared. Right.
Sometimes when you're asked something and the veil of perfection is pulled from your face.
Yep.
It causes, you know, some vulnerabilities, some imperfections, some flaws,
right?
To be unmasked.
Yep.
You know what is it like? You know, when we're talking about communicating and connecting, you know, because I honestly think that the more vulnerable you are, and the more that, you know, sometimes your imperfections are put out there, the easier it is to connect, because people are saying, "Listen, I'm not perfect either."
Right.
Like. I can jam with this guy or this gal.
Right.
And
I completely agree. Being that whenever you show that imperfection, absolutely 100%, that shows that vulnerability that we talk about, right? And especially depending on how it comes up, sometimes you're actually it's going to show some empathy, right?
Yep.
Because they're going to say something and they're going to ask a question. You're going to go, hey, look, I don't know the answer. I know this is really important to you. I know this really matters to you. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. Let me get to the bottom of having the right answer. Let me make sure that I circle back to you and get that exact right answer.
Yeah.
That is really putting yourself in a position to understand what's best for them, right?
Yes.
That's absolutely what we want. That's going to make a difference to the relationship, because it's going to have a real connection between them and us. That's what that's going to boil down to.
Yeah, so and that connection, you know, is more on what we would call, you know, I would just deem a retention level.
Right. Agreed.
Right. So you have, you know, you have a recruiting connection, and then you have a retention connection.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of the difference between the two of those? Because obviously, you know, you're not getting to know everything about them in the recruiting phase.
Right. Yeah, promises made versus promises fulfilled.
Okay.
Is the difference between the two of those. Yep. So what you're doing in the recruiting is you're helping them understand what your culture is going to be.
Yep.
And the retention, you're actually proving to them every day. We talk about culture is something you do. You it's the small actions you take every day, or what your culture is.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's the proof. That is us making sure that it's that way. That's us saying, hey, look, this is who I said we were, and I'm going to do the things that it takes in order for me to prove that that's who I actually am. Because that's what they wanted to see. Right? They joined because they wanted to see that. They became part of your team because they wanted to see that. Whatever that happens to be, make sure you're proving that on a regular basis, right?
Yeah. And so I guess the difference would be if you're showing them now what your culture is, or not really showing them, living what your culture is, then you're really kind of connecting them with them, you know, more emotionally. More on a mindset versus a skill set, which I understand skill set is a little bit, skill set is a little bit of a retention or a culture, but it's really that mindset and that emotional level, that takes that retention, you know, and just turns it into, you know, just an absolute gold mine.
Right.
So if you're out there and you're like, man, I like what these guys are saying. I really wish there was somebody that I knew. Like I kind of know Matt, you know, from the podcast.
Right.
But yeah, I don't really know too much about him. It's not like he has a reality TV show where he's out there just, you know, putting all this on display. Who could they go to? Who could they think of?
Right.
What example could they look at to say, being like this person?
Yeah.
Is what they're talking about. Hey guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com.
Yeah, so great question. So we know that whenever it comes to recruiting, of course, you know, we've talked about this, connect with other people that are like-minded, that are going through the same thing, all that kind of stuff. It helps if it's in the same industry. It doesn't necessarily 100% have to be. You know, we've talked about that a decent amount. But the truth is, go back and before you decide who that person is, take a real look at what you are and start having conversations with people that are going to help you in the part of what you need to be better with. That's part of why we're talking about, you know, not just communicating with people, but actually connecting with people. That favorite high school coach of yours, right? Mm, that favorite teacher of yours, or that favorite college professor of yours, or the pastor at the church, or all of these other people, there was somebody somewhere along the line that you had that connection with. If you have that connection with them, talk to them on a regular basis. See if it's okay. Reach out to them. You know, don't make sure that they know that they're in a coaching and mentoring situation. Right? You're not going to call them every Tuesday at 2:00 and say, "Hey, you got a minute today?" And they're like,
"Hey, coach, me again."
That's right. I'm still in class. So, but you know, connect with them or reach out to them. And extend that connection on that level that really worked for you, that helped get you better, right? So the biggest thing I think that I would look at if you're struggling as we're talking through this and you're going, okay, maybe I know what these guys are talking about, maybe I don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, I know I need to be more connected in my conversations, but I'm not exactly sure how I get there. Go back and look at who refused to allow you to be mediocre.
Yeah.
Go back and take a close look at that. Go back and look at who fought normalcy for you. Who was it that you had conversations with? Was it your parents? Was it your grandparents? Was it whoever it was? Was it the neighbor? Who was it that just fought you being okay and just fine and just being normal?
Yeah, you hear those stories all the time of, and I'm trying to really think of one, and it was just like, you know, someone said, you know, I needed to be put in like a remedial class, and you know, I better be trying to learn a trade or whatever. But there was this one teacher who was like,
"Oh yeah,
like, no, like, come here, I'm going to help you."
Right.
And they're like, you know, this person changed my life.
Yep.
And I know that we all don't have an example in our life that's like that, but I know we've all heard those stories.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, don't you want to be that? For your agents, you know, how many agents have come to you and they're like, you know, gosh, you know, I was with another brokerage, or I was in a completely different field, and really, I'm looking for a fresh start,
right?
And I just honestly, you know, want somebody to just help me and try and change my life for the better.
Right.
You know, how amazing would it be if you were that person,
right,
who they said, you know what, Matt Vai, Betty Sue, you know, Billy Bob,
Jimmy
Joe,
saw
Matt's
right.
names.
Right.
Like, I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for that person. And gosh, if you help those people get to those places,
yep,
you watch out because your brokerage is getting ready to absolutely explode. Because 100%. That's a referral machine, yep, and that is 100% someone comes into your office and you're like, oh, have you heard of, you know, Betty Sue? You know, yep, who's just absolutely killing it? Yeah, like,
yeah, that's why I'm here.
I was part of her win.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm here is what they're thinking in their head, right?
Yep.
And that all comes from that genuine communication. That's that back and forth. That's that being prepared to have conversations, being vulnerable whenever you don't have all the answers. The reality is everybody knows you're not perfect. Quit acting like you are. I mean, all of those things matter, right? All those things count. So I think probably something else that's important in this that we want to make sure that we bring up, you know, of course, be respectful and be genuine, but let's talk about being dynamic in your conversations
like
for
Batman?
Just a second. Yeah, like the dynamic duo, right?
Okay. Cool.
Yep. So let's talk about being dynamic. And whenever I say that, I don't mean, you know, jumping up on the table and yelling and screaming and just having that ridiculous energy flow, right?
Yeah.
It is about positive attitude. But it's not. I'm not talking about the dynamic where it's just full of energy and full of new ideas and full of all of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the dynamic that's characterized by constant change, by motion and focus that creates activity and or progress. That's what I'm really talking about, okay?
Yeah.
That's that kind of dynamic. The only way you can be that is by communicating with people. Not talking to them.
Holy communication, Batman.
That's exactly right. Holy great communication, Batman. So, and the only way that and the only way that they get that out of it is if you're connected with them in that conversation. You can't do it by just talking to them. You can't just do it by being the difference between those two dynamics, right?
Yep.
I can be dynamic and exciting in front of a group of people and talk to them and energize and all that kind of stuff, right? That's me talking to them. That's me communicating and sending the message out, right? Hoping that they get that.
Yeah, you're talking at them.
That's exactly right. When I'm connecting with them, what that means is that I've my energy and the activities that I'm doing and all of those things in that conversation, the listening and the focusing and all of that is creating activities and progress and a connection between me and that other person.
Yeah, it's being reciprocated.
That's exactly right.
Because, you know, you're sending, you talk all the time about current, and I don't have my electrical engineering degree.
Right.
But, you know, you're sending that out, and they're sending it right back to you. And those are the conversations that you just never want to end.
Yep.
Because it's just or wears you out.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah. You just fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's that emotional conversation, right?
Because the energy flow is just there.
Yep. Yeah, that's the Tesla effect is what I call it, right? So it's the difference between direct current and alternating current,
mm-hmm,
right? Direct current is just constant flow of powerful energy out. That's that one type of dynamic.
Yep.
That's like communicating with people. Connecting with people is that alternating current. It has to be in a circuit.
Yep.
It has to be a connection. There has to be a flow of it. Everything continues to be energized. It takes less energy to power more work that way, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so, you know, to summarize really quickly, you know, when communicating, it's not, you know, about, it's not just about what you say and how you say it that creates a bond between you. It's what is said, how you say it, how it's meant, how respectful it was it genuine? Was it dynamic or not dynamic? All of those things make a difference. Really being focused and in tune with the conversation is what's going to create that pact, that connection between you and them.
Yep, absolutely. Before you give an action item,
yep,
guys, wherever you're listening to this, whether it be Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure you hit that follow button. If you're watching this or listen to it on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, that bell right beside it, you get notified every time we drop a new episode. No better time than the present. I just love saying that. It just sounds so good. Just sounds so good, guys. Then go to prospectboomerang.com. You can watch and listen to all of our podcasts there as well. Podcast top tab at the top. You can also sign up for our free VIP list where we'll send you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks directly to your inbox. Matt, let's drop an action item on them, right? We've told them to be prepared. We've told them to do all these things. Yep. You know, be like their, you know, their high school gym teacher.
Right. That's right.
Give us an action item. What can they do?
So here's what I think I would do. I think that I would go back and look at to see if you're just communicating with someone or see if you're connecting. I'd go back and give myself a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz. And I'd write down these three things in my last recruiting conversation that I had. Number one is if they made a change to my brokerage, it would help their business and it would help their business by helping them in their life by doing what? What would actually allow them to do in their life? I think that would be number one. Number two, if I was listening to them, what did they say that changed my mind? Right? If I'm connected and I'm really in that conversation with them and I say something that changes their mind, well, you know, that's great. I love it when that happens, right?
Yep.
And you're helping win them over and everything. But what in that conversation did they say that changed your mind? Then you know there's a reciprocation of what's happening, right? That's probably the second thing that I would write down in that, you know, from the last recruiting appointment that I had. And then if I felt like I was really connecting with them, when they said something, could I tell that there was a connection between the two of us? They said something or I said something and we were both like, oh my gosh, there's a connection there. There's that spark, right?
Yeah.
I would write down if I had one of those sparks in the last recruiting conversation. If you want a quality pipeline of agents that are going to come onto your brokerage, if you know what making their business better and how it's going to help their personal life, if you know what they said in your last conversation that changed your mind about something that you were talking about, and if you really felt a connection with them when they said something, or they really felt a connection with you when you said something, and you both knew that connection was there, you just felt like that energy of connection. If you have that in all of your recruiting appointments, look out, man, your growth is just going to be through the roof, right? And we say and do all these things for one reason, Ben, right? That's a great.
I'm not even going to let you have it, dude. I'm straight up taking it.
Let's hear it.
I miss it when you say it. I miss it when you say it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm changing it this podcast. So there's three things here that he gave you. We love the power of threes.
Oh, yeah.
Right. There's just so much magic in the number three. And we usually give you one thing and all these things. We gave you two. Then we went on and we gave you three. Matt gave them to you. Matt, why did you do that, dude?
Because we just want to be part of their win.
I like that. I like the sound of that.